A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. What do I do with the Word of God? Having seen how powerful the Word of God is in making miracles, signs, and wonders happen. As a matter of fact, there is no miracle that God will ever perform in a man's life without first sending His Word. He sent His Word, and He healed them, and He delivered them from all their destructions. Anywhere you see miracles or something that looks like a miracle happening without the going forth or the sending forth of the Word of God, you better be careful. That may be a magician at work. Every miracle of God is preceded by the Word of God. Anywhere God is going to do anything, is a messenger for the performance of such a thing is His Word. God will always send His Word to accomplish the purpose of God. It is the Word of God that accomplishes the counsel, the purpose, and the will of God in the life of a man. So the Word of God will reveal the will of God, the mind of God, and it will make the mind of God and the purpose of God to come to manifestation. The Word of God. What do I do? We have found that the Word is potent and we need to find the Word. Don't forget Jeremiah chapter number 15 and in verse number 16. The scripture says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy words were to me the joy and the rejoicing of my soul." Proverbs chapter 24, verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, "My son, eat thou honey," that is the Word of God, "because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." Reward only comes to the man who has found the Word of God. When you see people attending the house of God, listening to the Word of God, and you notice that one is having a reward, recording blessings and testimonies in his life, it is because the one who is recording testimonies, who is having a reward, a blessings and seeing miracles in his life, has found the Word of God. The other man who is not recording such miracles and blessings has not found the Word of God. Yes, he's going to church. Yes, he's studying the scriptures. He's listening to the Word. He's hearing, but he's not listening. And so he has not found the Word. The Word is still Logos. It has not become Rhema. So the Word of God must become Rhema to you. In other words, the Word must come alive. That is when it can be said that you have found the Word. What do I do with the Word of God? Number one thing to do is to find the Word. You must find that Word. Thy words were found. I found your Word. It is important for you. Again, I repeat, anytime you see a difference in the lives of people attending the house of God, someone is recording great testimonies in his life, he is having miracles, he is being established, it is because he has found the Word of God. The other man who has not found the Word may not have so much to point to as the workings of God or the manifestations of God in his life. So find the Word. Painstakingly find the Word. Conduct a search. Make it a personal expedition to locate the Word of God for your situation. Anytime you have a situation, find the Word of God that is relevant to that situation. That is the first thing you need to do in order to maximize the profit from the Word of God, or rather, in order to profit from the Word of God. Find the Word of God. Number two, meditate on that Word. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Word of God says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." It is the responsibility, the duty of every man to make his way prosperous and to record good success. And this only happens when this man meditates on the Word that he has found. What does it mean to meditate? To meditate is to sit with the Word of God, to reason with God with his word, reasoning with the word of God. A great servant of God defined meditation as reasoning with God with his word, with a view to producing proof and result in life, reasoning with God, so as to determine what next step to take by reason of the word that you are meditating upon. Meditate on the word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 15, Paul the Apostle said, meditate on these things and give yourself only to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Your profiting will only appear after you have found the word of God and you have meditated upon it, and then you are acting on it. Number three, what do I do with the word? You must believe on the word. It is important to believe what the word of God has said. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 45, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a fulfillment of those things that were told her from the Lord. There will be performance, there will be fulfillment, but preceding this performance and fulfillment is believing. You must believe on the word. The word you don't believe can never prosper you. The word you don't believe can never profit you. So it is important for you to believe in that word. It is possible for a man to hear the word and doubt it or not believe it. The experiences of people many times make them doubt the word of God. They have a feeling that the word is true, that the word is able to do what it has said. But because of their personal experience, they have not experienced God. They've only heard by the hearing of the ear. They have never seen God at work in their lives. So they despise or doubt or disbelieve the word of God with ease. But a man who has experienced God, a man who has seen God, will be bold to believe in the word of God and not to doubt the word for whatever reason. Don't doubt the word of God. Believe in the word. Number four, obey the word and do it. Obey. It is not only the hearer or the believer in the word that is justified or blessed. It is the man who obeys or who does the word. As a matter of fact, you prove your belief in the word of God by your actions, by your obedience, and by your doing it. When you do the word, then it shows that you actually believe. You will only act on the word that you believe in. Let us believe in the word of God. So these are the things you need to do with the word of God. Number one, find the word of God. Find the word for your situation. Number two, meditate on that word. Number three, believe on that word. And number four, obey the word and do it. Of course, you must never forget to pray the word into existence. Pray it into your life. Speak it into your life. Speak it into your situation. Don't stop speaking the word of God. Don't ever forget Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You must constantly affirm the word. You must constantly declare the word as a proof of your believing in the word. Obey the word, believe the word, meditate on the word, find the word, and then speak the word to your situation. Speak it to your life. Confess it morning, afternoon, and night. Confess it when it makes sense. Confess it when it does not make sense. Confess it in the day season. Confess it in the night season. Confess the word. The word you believe, the word you speak, the word you behave, that is the word you will become. The word of God is true. The word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is yea, and the word of God is amen. God is more than able to perform that which he has spoken in his word. Believe the word, act the word, and bring your testimonies. There shall be a reward, even as you practice this word in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare this morning, Father, give me the grace to find the word in the name of Jesus. Let your word not be hidden from me. Give me a revelation of your word. Let the word of God not be hidden from me. Let my eyes be opened to the mysteries of the word in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that your word will not be scarce in my life. that your word will not be hidden from me, that your word will not be closed to me, that you will give me a revelation of the word, that I will find the word with every sight. As I sit to study the word, I will find the word. As I listen to your word being preached, I will find the word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray, say, Father, as I study, as I meditate on the word, let the word profit me and let my profiting appear to all. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as I study your word, as I meditate on the word, let the word profit me and let the profiting appear to all in the name of Jesus. Help me to profit from your word and let the profiting appear to all and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, receiving the grace to be a doer, a practitioner of the word, and not just a hearer of the word. Father, I receive the grace to be a doer of the word. It is the man who does your word, who obeys your word, that is blessed in all his works. Help me, O God, give me the grace to be a doer of the word, a doer of the work, and let me prosper as I obey and as I do your word in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that the word of God will profit you and prosper you in the name of Jesus. As you meditate on the word, you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. The grace to be a doer of the work is released to you now. You will not just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. And I pray there will be great reward in your life. Your profit, you will profit from the word of God, and your profiting will appear to all. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. It's the 5 of 10 days at Shiloh, and I invite you again, if you have not been attending, join us physically at the Light Cathedral, 5:30 p.m. today, or virtually on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. I promise to be great. The Lord God of heaven will bless you as you attend. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adudoju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.